This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Mitch Micrahita. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the controversy over a large hog farm near the Buffalo River continues, and forces opposed to that farm are organizing in what may be a last-ditch effort to alter the plan. Plus, a hearing this week examines the future footprint of the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, and we listen to a critically acclaimed band from Montreal arriving in Fayetteville tomorrow night.
First, the Arkansas Department of Human Services is highlighting the state's efforts to prevent and rehabilitate children and families that have been separated due to child abuse.
When we say strengthen, you say family!
Strengthen!
Family!
Strengthen!
A rally was held yesterday on the steps of the state capitol to mark April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Cecile Blucher, director of the DHS Division of Child and Family Services, says Arkansas is one of nine states with permission to implement a rehabilitation plan for families affected by low-level child abuse and neglect called Differential Response. She says it's about rehabilitating the whole family so it can stay together.
Children should grow up with their families, not in the foster care system. Our focus is on strengthening families, allowing children, if possible, to stay in their home while we work with the family unit as a whole to address their issues.
Wendy Founds, a parent and participant in the program, also spoke at the rally, saying the program has strengthened her family and kept it together.
Beginning next fall, some route changes will be coming to one of Northwest Arkansas's two public transit providers. Adam Waddell is the associate director of Razorback Transit at the University of Arkansas. He says certain bus routes will be expanded.
Expansion is the right word, but what we are doing is we're actually just placing the resources in areas where we can be more efficient. We are going to trade out routes and services that were underperforming, and we're going to relocate those to areas where we can get better use from the resources.
Changes to the weekday routes include the addition of a second bus to the brown and yellow routes through 7 p.m., a second bus on the purple route through 11:30 a.m., and again from 2 until 6 in the evening, and moving the return path of the gray route to use Leverett Avenue. Also, the Pomfret Express and yellow routes will be consolidated. The Maple Hill Express route will be discontinued. Razorback Transit operates within Fayetteville, and while some residents wish for more bus service, Waddell says that the transit entity does what it can with the resources it has available.
There's always areas that we consider in our planning. Funding is definitely a determining factor of where we can run. We do our best to place our resources to where we're going to be the most efficient possible. That's going to be best for the campus community as well as the city of Fayetteville.
Waddell says that although Northwest Arkansas's growing population has classified the region as a federal transportation management area, funding for expansion is limited because the funding is shared with other transportation entities in the area, such as Ozark Regional Transit.
U.S. construction and building permits are on the rise, as are building permits in Arkansas. Kathy Deck from the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas recently spoke with Senator Mark Pryor about the state of the state's economy. She says the economy of Arkansas mirrors that of the national economy, though the two are slightly different.
We saw national building permits and the construction activity fall much more steeply than we did here in the state. And so that also means that as we have come into the recovery for the United States has been a little bit quicker than the recovery here in Arkansas, but part of that, and a big part of that, is that we didn't fall as far. But permits in the United States for 2012 were up about 29%. Building permits in Arkansas were up about 13%. I don't think there's any doubt that construction is going to be a key part of the economic recovery in 2013.
Deck says home construction isn't the only source of economic revitalization, as highway and infrastructure construction will create jobs to help further boost the state's economy.
Walmart officials say during the last fiscal year, the retail giant and the Walmart Foundation gave more than $1 billion in cash and in-kind contributions. According to a release by the company, much of that total involved in-kind donations to the U.S. to local food banks and families that felt an impact by disasters. Those donations included giving more than 351 million meals to food banks through the Feeding America program, 1 million bottles of water to East Coast residents that felt an impact from Hurricane Sandy, and more than $106 million of cash and in-kind gifts from Sam's Club aimed to help small businesses and nonprofit organizations. And that's just in the U.S. The company also donated more than 20,000 tons of food to hunger relief organizations in Mexico and $3 million to support more than 1,200 Breakfast Clubs of Canada programs. In addition, the company's associates and customers raised more than $156 million for local organizations such as the Salvation Army and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Fayetteville Public Schools are receiving national recognition. The school district is one of 14 schools in the country to receive the first ever Green Ribbon School District Sustainability Award from the U.S. Department of Education. Fayetteville is the only school district to be selected from Arkansas, and according to a press release from the school, districts were selected for efforts to reduce environmental impacts and utility costs, promoting better health, and ensuring effective environmental education.
Tonight's Razorback baseball game against the Oklahoma Sooners is off. That's because of forecasted rain and cold temperatures tonight. The game will not be made up, and that means, dog owners, that Wolfstock 2013 has also been postponed. The Diamond Hogs return to the field Friday. They'll travel to Athens, Georgia, to begin a three-game series against SEC foe Georgia. Northwest Arkansas Naturals were on the road last night. They lost the series opener against the Springfield Cardinals 9-6. Naturals are now 5-12 on the season. They'll continue that four-game set tonight in Springfield.
Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers with a low of 34 in northwest Arkansas, and there's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 37 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 55 in northwest Arkansas to 60 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with patchy frost and a low of 32 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 37 in the Arkansas River Valley.